The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody, here on TKR for another edition of Need to Know. Kip Kiefer with you as we crank up a brand new week. Lots to talk about that happened since the last time we visited. So let's get into a couple of those major topics today and give you everything about them you need to know. Again, honored to be here on Tony Curry Radio. If you are listening on one of the iTunes or Spotify platforms, be sure to go to the Tony Curry Radio TKR link and download it, because not only is this fabulous program available, but a whole array of great shows and entertainment. Classic rock is Tony's specialty. If you're into classic rock, if you don't have TKR, your life is incomplete. So make sure you take care of that today. Last week got off to a terrible, tragic start, and I always am hesitant. I'm just mad at myself for just saying that. Tragic is probably not the right word in these situations where innocent people are shot by someone who's bat crap crazy for no reason whatsoever. Tragedy, to me, is a word that indicates that something terrible happens that can't be controlled. It's just one of those, you know, tornado destroys an area. Last week we talked about Hurricane Ian and the destruction it did to the Florida Gulf Coast. Those are tragedies. What happened last week in Nashville cannot be framed as a tragedy to me. It's an abomination. It's a crime against nature. It's an absolutely appalling, murderous, despicable act that is given too much fluff by being called a tragedy, which is the first thing in every reporter's lines in their stand-ups at the scene of the shooting. This tragedy, again, a tragedy to me is not something that's a conscious act. But that being set aside, the deaths of six innocent people at a church school on a normal Monday afternoon is tragic and sad and pathetic. And if our country has slipped to the point where, you know, I'm going to say it because it's absolutely the truth and everybody can look in the mirror. Of course, we're always shocked when we hear about these things, but because they're so commonplace now, it's become almost, you know, shrug and oh, shoot, another one. You know, it's terrible to say this, but it seems like it's accepted now as just part of life. Just like if you live in California, there are earthquakes. If you live anywhere, school shooting, you know, those things happen. We've become desensitized to something that we absolutely should never, ever take lightly, or at least not extremely seriously. There are terrible problems in our country, and they've been prevalent for 25 years. And our elected leaders, the people who are responsible for doing something to change a horrible trend, a violent, murderous, senseless series of things that we've witnessed over the years, we cannot become desensitized. Just like everything else happening around us, we need to become energized and involved and demand change from these people whose only priority about going to Washington is re-election so the checks can keep on rolling in. They've got a responsibility, and their voters that send them there term after term after term to do absolutely nothing but cash in need to hold them accountable. And it just baffles me that more people are not interested in doing that in any circumstance. But setting aside politics, the execution of six people, including 3 9-year-olds. What level have we sunk to when a 9-year-old is blatantly looked in the eye and shot dead as a fifth grader? I mean, the country is at rock bottom, folks, if that's acceptable behavior. And of course, it's not acceptable, but everybody shows shock and outrage for the first couple of hours, and then everything moves on and nothing changes. I think I'm going to shock some people when I say the following, because if you've listened to this show, you know that I am all for the founders of America and the brilliance that they conceived in the formation of this country. And of course, the lifeblood of that is the U.S. Constitution, which says we all have a right to bear arms. Now, of course, some of the critics argue, and rightfully so, that that was 248 years ago or whatever. And at that time, there was a necessity because there wasn't prevalent law enforcement everywhere and things weren't very organized. And to protect your house and home and property, certainly being armed was an important component. And that is a sacred right in the Constitution, and I support it fervently. But let me say this. This shooter in Nashville, just like almost every shooter that you look at, the other one that pops into my mind right away is Nicholas Cruz, who was responsible for killing 17 classmates and teachers at his high school down in Florida a couple of years ago. This guy had a rap sheet of treatment and medical treatment for mental disorders and actual crimes. 9 miles long, yet on his 18th birthday, he's allowed to stroll into a gun shop and buy a firearm. This latest perpetrator, Audrey Hale, wants to be known as Aiden Hale. She was in transition. She was unhappy as a female, wanted to be a male. That is a whole nother powder keg of discussion here. I'm going to set that aside because I'm not going to rant and rave about that. You know, I think I've been pretty clear that I'm pro people living their lives and doing what they think makes sense for them. If you want to mutilate yourself and chemically alter, you know, completely change yourself, alter yourself in believing that that makes you a woman from a man or vice versa, knock yourself out. I have no right to tell anybody what to do with the life they've been given and are responsible for. Do I think it's absurd? Absolutely. Because if you're born male or you're born female, I'm sorry to tell you, that's the ball game. You're one or the other. And anything you try to do to alter that, which is the very basis of the natural state of things, is just kind of a sad attempt to try to be something that you're not. And that's not to say that someone can't identify themselves differently. I mean, I don't care if you want to be a cactus, that's fine. But so anything I'm going to say is not based on the whole transgender decision by individuals, although it's the people that are fervently supporting this and encouraging it that deserve a lot of abuse today in terms of you know, talking about it. Not the people actually performing these things, but the people that are on the sidelines cheering them on and telling them that, you know, they have a special right to do this, which again they do, but on the other hand, it does not need to be encouraged and supported, because most of the time, I would argue that in the overwhelming majority of these cases, the person that's making this decision is suffering from some sort of mental illness. And that might be a horrifying statement. People might be appalled. How dare he say that? These people are making their rational choice that's best for them. But I cannot help but think that, you know, especially if you are, you know, again, being mutilated and just change from a surgical standpoint and taking all kinds of really kind of untested drugs and things to alter your chemical makeup, that if you listen and read on YouTube or articles, there are countless people that had this procedure started, that and it has caused immense health problems, all kinds of issues in terms of their physical well-being. And you know, again, there's some degree of mental illness in anyone who would make that decision. But again, I'm not going to talk about transgenders today. The fact, if this was Audrey Hale or Aidan Hale, it doesn't matter. This is somebody, again, who looked 3 9-year-old children in the eye and executed them. Let that kind of sit for a minute and think about what that means. We are a country now who has reached the point where the execution of children, we saw it at Uvalde, Texas, very recently, where even more of a whole room full of children were shot and killed by a madman. And also in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, a kid who'd been treated his whole life for mental illness, couldn't even leave the house, but his mother had plenty of guns around, so he just loaded them up and went to his former school and, you know, basically lined up a bunch of kids and shot them dead. This is something that is not acceptable, and it's got to be changed. And I started this by saying some of you might be shocked, because I'm sure that with most of my opinions, I'm probably already labeled as some kind of, you know, right-wing fanatic, but I don't think those exist. I think if you believe in your country and your constitution, I don't think that makes you a fanatic. That's a product of the left wing, because they are in fanatical mode in a lot of these progressive areas, like the one we just discussed, and they employ what I've told you many times on this show is reverse reality, to point the finger at anybody who has got a problem with the way they think or dissents from the way that they're conducting themselves. They just turn it on them. It's once again, basic, right out of the Radical's Handbook by Saul Alinsky, that you don't defend yourself. You attack back by using ridicule and criticism, and basically just project whatever you're guilty of on the other side. And they do that to a fault. So all that being said, here's my, what some people would consider blatant anti-constitutional position on this. Yes, it's a right of Americans in the Second Amendment that we are allowed to purchase and own and bear arms. That is in the Constitution. But if Thomas Jefferson would have been knowledgeable of what was going to be happening 240 some odd years later, I think it would be comma, right to bear arms, comma, unless you're bat crap crazy and are being treated for mental illness. This woman, man, Aidan, Audrey, had been long-term patient for mental instability. Somebody who is mentally unstable should not be able to purchase, own, or bear arms, period. And you're going to get an argument from the extreme right on this, strict conservative constitutionalist, which I consider myself one. But in this area, I'm sorry, we have a background check, but it's totally pointless when a Nicholas Cruz or an Audrey Aidan or Aidan Hale can stroll into a gun store and, in her case, his case, buy 7 weapons over the last couple of years at 5 different stores. It's commonly referred to as a red flag law in some places that it's in place. It still doesn't work because the information is only as good as the input and availability of that information. And frankly, a lot of the people charged with looking into somebody's background, or filing the information, how much of it actually gets to the authorities? You heard the Nashville police say last week, we had no indication that this person possessed guns, let alone has been under mental health treatment for years. And he said, this is surprising to me. He said, had we known that, we probably would have made an attempt to recover the guns, which I don't know if that's legal in Tennessee or elsewhere. And that kind of opens Pandora's box to the problems here. Yes, there absolutely should be a database and a red flag that pops up anytime that an Aidan or Audrey Hale or Nicholas Cruz applies to buy a firearm. Something has got to be inputted that says, these people are mentally ill and unstable, not capable of being responsible with a firearm. That absolutely should happen. I don't know how technologically it does happen, but I know there's a way. And serious people on a problem like this would have, are charged, are absolutely, it's essential that they have meeting after meeting in closed rooms and don't leave there and go on a fundraising tour or go to a lucrative speaking engagement or exclusive cocktail party at one of the embassies to be influenced by foreigners until they solve these problems and come up with responsible, real solutions. Because once again, I can't say it enough times, the right to bear arms should not extend to people that are insane. It's pretty common sense, which is another term you hear a lot here on this program. So the problem is on this, okay, we put red flags in, and then because the other side is so anti-gun and believes in a acquiescing, compliant society, they don't want the citizens armed. The left wants to take away your firearms that protect you and your family. Even if you're the most law-abiding, straight-shooting, well, that's pun intended, citizen in the country, how do you protect in that system not having guns taken away from people that have every right to possess them and have all their mental faculties in line and actually have a weapon for the intended purpose of protecting home and property and family? You get into territory that's pretty scary, because now that can be maneuvered and manipulated into a political thing. A guy, let's say, gets a DUI, which is inexcusable. But they say, well, this person is too irresponsible to own a gun. How does you know they're going to push the line and continue to push it? It's almost like it reminds me, and I call on Monty Python and the Holy Grail, because the movie's such brilliant parody and satire that, remember the scene where the crowd drags this woman up before one of the knights of the round table and says, they're demanding she be executed because she's a witch. And they're all yelling, she's a witch, she's a witch. And he says, how do you know she's a witch? And they say, well, she looks like one. Well, they have tied a carrot to her face to make it look like she has a long nose. And she says, they did this to me. And the one guy goes, yeah, okay, we did the nose and the hat, but she's a witch. And he says, what other evidence do you have that she's a witch? And the same guy says, well, she turned me into a newt. And he goes, a newt? And everybody kind of looked at him, and he goes, you don't look like a newt. And he says, well, I got better. So the point of all that is, if you let just the outrage gangs decide who's mentally stable and who's not, there will be about 5% of people that get the designation as okay, and they will find a way to point the finger at everybody else of why they're unstable and not allowed to be weapons owners. And here's another thing, too, that I have to say, and I don't know if I've said it on this show, but I've said it many times. The whole thing of people saying that these crimes were committed by a, quote, assault rifle, it's not an assault rifle if it only fires a single shot at a time per pull of the trigger. Now, they're plenty lethal. Don't get me wrong. Any gun is, but I don't care if it's a Saturday night special or one of these AR-15s, which, yes, are designed to look like a military weapon, but they do not function as such. And the president of the United States, moments after the shooting, after coming out and quite inappropriately making jokes, when he's coming out to talk about the shooting, if you saw this, it's just downright bizarre how far gone this guy is. Let me put it this way. I wouldn't sell Joe Biden a gun, and he's president of the United States, because he is insane. He comes out in the most serious of moments and says, hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Jill Biden's husband. I mean, absolutely inappropriate. My favorite ice cream is chocolate chip. And I heard, I don't know what kind of event it was, I've heard you've got ice cream, so I came down here. And then he breaks into the announcement about what just happened in Nashville. It's just surreal to live in this day and time and watch things like that go on. But the bottom line is, you know, these are the people we have in charge. They're not serious or responsible people. The law has got to be revised. And if it takes an amendment or whatever, so be it. But it's got to be done by serious people who spend considerable time thinking about every aspect of this and finding a solution, because we cannot continue to put weapons in the hands of people that are mentally ill. Now, the whole gun debate comes down to 98% of the guns used in violent crime, not these mass shootings, are typically purchased on the black market or imported through our wide open borders. They're guns that are not even registered or circulated. They're illegal. And so taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is not going to stop gun crime. I think you've heard the old slogan, take guns away from responsible Americans, then only criminals will have guns. And that's absolutely true. This is a serious issue and it has to stop. When they're targeting children as victims to make a statement, and I actually heard the chief of staff of the governor of Arizona, and they did fire her for this, which they should have. They should have run her back on the other. They should have put her on the other side of the border and deported her. She said hours after this shooting, well, the people of Tennessee basically got what they deserved. She's basing that on the Tennessee legislature a couple of weeks ago passed a law that denied any state funding and was going to cut off a lot of state funding to any medical institution who was offering gender-altering surgery, particularly to children, which is being pushed. The Vanderbilt Hospital and one of the other major hospitals in Tennessee was offering, they even had it online, all this information things that, you know, for 10, 11, 12-year-olds about getting altered and having your sex changed. And this was a big program in these hospitals and medical companies. So all you can assume is it's a whopping moneymaker. Remember what the guy at Pfizer said, oh, our vaccines haven't been a failure. It's been a real cash cow. That's the measuring stick, not whether it's good or bad for individuals. It's can we make a fortune of money on it? And it's kind of the ethical problem of medicine being a for-profit entity. Not that I'm for socialized medicine. The government sucks at running everything. It would be an absolute disaster like it is in other countries. If you had a serious problem, they'd say, okay, we can see you in 8 months. You're going to be at the next level by then. So that bureaucracy for healthcare doesn't work either, but it's all intertwined in this same problem. You can't put government in charge of anything. It ideally, state by state, you would have serious people convene and decide how their states are going to handle this, but we have to keep guns out of maniacs' hands. And we've got to do a better job at the school level protecting our children. Because how low have we gone when we reached a point where our children are being callously executed to make some kind of political statement? Or and we don't know if that's what happened here with Audrey/Aiden Hale, because the Tennessee law changed. So she lashed out at her former school where she attended just 1 year in fourth grade. Is that the situation? Is this political? Of course, it's been reported she's written several different documents they're calling manifestos, which I find kind of interesting. But of course, they have not been released to the public. And ask yourself why. Ask yourself why that is. The reason is very simple, because all of these people that are praying, not for the victims. And you see, if you want to look on Twitter, go to YouTube, all these emotional posts from people afraid now that the trans community is going to be in danger because of this, and feeling sorry and prayers to everyone who is transitioning and has transitioned. There's no prayers from these people for the 3 9-year-olds and 3 teachers who were just there doing their job on a Monday. We're praying for trans who may be in danger now because Audrey/Aiden Hill lashed out in this manner. And now all trans people are in danger. Our prayers and thoughts. my prayers and thoughts don't go out to them. It goes out to the people who lost their lives. And I think that's the appropriate way to go here. Those people should not have been executed. If this is a political motivation, and because we have not seen any of the documents or been privy to any of the information, I'm almost certain that that's what we're dealing with here, that he ranted and raved about the unfairness of all the situation and the lack of acceptance of people in this condition. So she had to, he had to lash out. And I even heard somebody say that he would be very uncomfortable and disappointed now that he is being referred to as she in the shootings. Well, gosh, I'm real worried about the person who killed these innocent people and died themselves in police gunfire being offended in postmortem because he is not being called she. That is just how absurd things are right now. We've got to get you know what together as a country. We've got to get serious people in leadership roles. We need to get our best and brightest to sit down and work out practical solutions to these problems, because this has to stop. We can't live in a country where it's okay to go slaughter innocent people, and it's not a big deal that most of them are young children who have absolutely no bearing on the situations and no responsibility for how things are. How can you lash out and execute a child? That's how low we've gone, and that's what we've got to fix in this country. I was going to talk real quick about a couple other subjects, but we'll have to save them to next week because I've gone over time. Every time I have a thought here, I branch off to another one. I hope you're used to that style, because that's just how I roll here on Need to Know. I'm Kip Kiefer. Do not miss Kiefer and Curry, our brand new show. I am privileged and honored to be working with the great Tony Curry on a weekly program right here on TKR. We'll have a new edition coming up maybe as soon as tomorrow, but Wednesday at the latest. And we talk about all kinds of issues and great things. So do not miss that program. Look for it. Download the TKR app today. And wherever you're listening, I hope you have a wonderful week. And hope some of the things we've talked about are things you needed to know. Thank you, everybody. Kip Kiefer signing off for another week. We will see you next week right here on TKR.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.